Unit 19. Money. Page 132. 2. Borrowing money.
Have you got time for a coffee?
Yes, okay. Where do you want to go?
How about that place on the corner?
Yes, fine. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Oh, I've just realised. I've left my wallet at home.
Don't worry. It's okay. I'll pay for the coffee.
Yes, thanks. But it's not just that. I'm meeting someone at 2 and I'll have to go back home and get it. I can't spend the whole day without any money.
Well, do you want me to lend you some?
Would you mind?
No, of course not. How much do you need? Is 30 euros enough?
That'd be great, if you can.
Yes, sure, no problem. I'll just have to go to the cash machine, though. Do you want to meet me in the cafe? I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
5 minutes later.
There you are.
Great. That's brilliant. I'll pay you back next week when I see you.
Yes, fine. There's no hurry. Have you ordered?
No, I was waiting for you to get here. I wasn't sure how you like your coffee.
Unit 19, page 134. 1. They're rich.
Maybe I'm just jealous, but I think banks are too rich. The big banks in Britain made over £15 billion last year. If you ask me, they shouldn't be allowed to make so much money.
2. They're mean.
One reason they make so much money is that, like all rich people, they are mean. That's why they give us about 0.2% interest when we have money in the bank. But when we borrow money from them, they charge us anything from 8% to 25% interest. It's terrible.
3. Bank charges.
Imagine you borrowed my car and I said, "Listen, can you bring it back by 6 o'clock because I need to go out somewhere?" You bring the car back at 6:01 and I ask for £40 because you brought it back late. The following day, I write you a letter telling you that you gave me £40. I then also charge you another £15 because I had to send you a letter. On top of that, I ask for another £5 because my car is less valuable now, because you drove it for 2 hours. I then phone you to say you can borrow my car whenever you like. It doesn't sound fair, does it? But that's the kind of thing banks do if you spend £1 more than you should. The only difference is they don't ask you for the money. They just take it from your account.
4. Changing banks.
It's very difficult to change banks. In fact, it's more difficult than getting divorced. You have to write to so many people to tell them you've changed banks. You get bored and you stop. And anyway, you know it's a waste of time because, unlike a new wife or husband, your new bank will be exactly the same as your old one.
5. Junk mail.
Every day I receive letters from different banks asking me if I'd like to take out a loan or get a new credit card. I always throw these letters in the bin. I wish the banks would stop sending me them. It's such a waste of paper.
6. They're bad for poor countries.
One way banks make their money is by charging a lot of interest to poor countries for loans they have made to their governments. A lot of these countries now spend so much on the interest to the banks. They can't afford to spend money on education, health, and other basic services.
7. Banks abroad.
I often hope that when I go abroad, banks will be better than they are here. When I go to change money, there are almost no customers in the bank. However, I still have to wait for hours to be served. Then you have to fill in a form, have proof of ID, and sign your name about 6 times just to change £50. Then they charge you 3% commission for the service.
8. I need them.
Perhaps the thing I hate most about banks is the fact that I need one. They're like men. You can't live with them, but you can't live without them. For a while, I tried to live without having a bank account, but it was impossible. Everything just took a very long time. It was difficult to get paid. It took a long time to pay bills. And if people gave me checks, I had to pay the bank to get them cashed. And I worried about having lots of cash in the house and carrying it around in the street. I couldn't do it, and in the end, I opened a new account. I was lucky because millions of people can't open an account. The bank won't let them because they don't have enough money. Which is another reason why I hate banks.
Unit 19, page 136. 1. While you listen. Conversation 1.
Can't you ask your mum and dad for some?
I have, but they just said I've had my pocket money already. And they give me £15 a week. I buy one CD and it's nearly all gone. It's a pain. I can never afford to go out these days.
Won't they give you any more? £15 is nothing.
No, I've asked them, but they just said I should get a job. It's so unfair. You don't have a job. Gino doesn't have a job. None of my friends have one.
I know. It's awful.
I don't want to spend my weekends filling shelves in a supermarket for £5 an hour.
I'm glad they're not my parents.
Conversation 2.
So, how's work?
Oh, don't ask. It's just the same old thing. I'm really fed up with it. You know, I'm earning the same money as I was when I first started there 5 years ago.
That's terrible. Haven't you had any pay rise in 5 years?
No, nothing.
So how much do you get?
€7 an hour.
Seven? That's awful. How do you survive?
Well, I have to live at home with my parents. I cycle to work, that kind of thing. I manage, but it's terrible money. I never have any money at the end of the month.
So why don't you get another job?
I can't afford to take time off work to go to interviews. And there aren't that many jobs around at the moment anyway.
That's awful.
Conversation 3.
Did you see the new jeans Jenny was wearing? Yes, they looked okay. I'm not sure I would wear them, though.
No, me neither. But you know how much they cost.
No, were they expensive?
£250.
£250 for a pair of jeans? Mm. You're joking.
No. No, honestly. She told me herself. She got them in some fancy designer shop on Saturday.
That's crazy. Is she really well off then?
I don't think so. She's a nurse. She works at the Springfield Hospital. I think she just pays for everything on her credit card. I went out with her the other day, and she probably spent £150 then. Honestly, she just spends money like water.
Maybe she's from a rich family.
I don't think so. And she was complaining she couldn't afford to go on holiday in the summer. Because she's in debt.
I'm not surprised.
Conversation 4.
Did you get the bill?
Yes.
How much was it?
£15.
Really? Let me have a look. What? £2.50 for a coffee? That's terrible.
No. That's quite normal, isn't it?
No way. Things like that are much cheaper in my country than they are here in London. I mean, you probably only pay about £1 for a coffee. And a snack like this would only cost about 6 or 7.
Oh, in my country it's fairly similar to here. The only thing which is cheaper there is public transport. Buses and trains are much cheaper than they are here. And they're nicer as well.
Yes, well, everything's cheaper in my country than it is here. That's why I can't afford to stay here in the UK much longer. I'm running out of money. Fast.